I got the bloodlust.
Me too.
I want to kill. Let's kill. 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 Kill.
Everybody, welcome to The Bloodlust, your go-to podcast for classy broads and a token dude talking horror. My name's Amy, I am your fearless leader. Joining me this evening for episode 73 of The Bloodlust. First off, sitting with me in my lovely office. She was taking Snapchat videos of my ceiling fan earlier.
I'm getting artsy.
Mm-hmm. Hello artsy, Jamie.
That's me. I'm a hella artiste.
That's right. Jamie, we're talking about a movie about occult rituals tonight.
It's
a dark song, or as somebody put it on our outline, a dank song. Thank you, someone. A dark song is the name of the movie. It is about a magical ritual. So, in the ritual, you get to see your guardian angel. It will appear before you, and you can ask for something. Anything you want. There may be limits, but they don't talk about them in this, so let's pretend there aren't any. And the roundtable question, Jamie, what would you ask your guardian angel for?
That's so tough.
Yes,
because it's such nonsense.
Well,
and no one ever wishes for the right things.
Wishes are nonsense.
And I hate making decisions.
To set it right, what would you choose? You get to be the smart person making the choice. In this hypothetical world, which we know is nonsense.
I don't know, just not ever have to work again. Financially stable enough to do anything I want and not have to work.
That's a very humble request.
Yeah.
I can't see where things would go super wrong from it, so good answer.
Yep, I'll be guaranteed to be pleased the rest of my days.
It's not very imaginative, but that's all right. Very practical. Eddie, hello.
Hi.
Joining me virtually.
It's the future now.
That's right. It would have been the future a half hour ago if your computer hadn't taken a shit on you.
It's not my computer. It was the Avid M-Box Mini. Don't purchase it.
You're saying fake things to me.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
There's people that know what that means.
That's nonsense, too.
All right, well,
let's hope those people are listening.
I'm very sorry about your M-Box?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Very sorry. It was a good soldier. Sir, you ever fucked around with the cult shit? You don't have to answer that. Unless you want to. But if you want to, go ahead. But if you don't, would you ask the guardian angel?
I would ask the guardian angel for a variation. It's from some fairy tale or fable situation. The guy has to wear a dirty old bear coat, and he's always got exact change in one pocket. I want a variation of that, but like camo cargo shorts, because that's how I like to dress.
In that is one your pocket, style, yes.
I would like one pocket to have any snack I currently want, and the other pocket to have any change I want. And I'll wear them bitches till I die, if that's the dark magic.
Yeah.
But that's what I want. Snacks and monies in the form of cargo pants.
It's a great answer.
I mean, it's really kind of a variation of mine. You said mine was very simple.
It is simple.
Yeah, I'm creative with it.
I like your cargo shorts touch.
Well, you know, he wasn't originally...
It's an important one.
It's an important touch, you're
it
right.
It is.
We were talking about this
snacks
earlier.
Aren't
originally,
taste
I just said beef jerky. I've
That's right.
I've it to snacks.
And
it's magic,
yeah.
Why not?
Sure. So whatever you're thinking, it'll just appear. What if you accidentally think, like, a fried egg?
That sounds all right. They're, sure.
That sounds messy. But
it's funny because I can think of so many things that I could say that would appear there that you'd be okay with.
A scoop of cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, whatever. All right. Great answer. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Finally, we have a special guest tonight. My good buddy Steve is here. Hello.
Hello.
He just, I kind of shanghaied him into coming over. He's like, we're going to record. You want to come hang out? And now he's on the show. So hopefully we don't, you know.
Scare him?
Terrify me?
Yeah. Just throwing him in the pool. I think he'll be just fine. Have you thought about this?
Have I thought about what?
What you would ask for if you performed the ritual in this movie?
Oh,
the genie.
Yeah. Well, I'm always, like, super serious about stuff. So, like, the whole time I was thinking, like, it'd be really great to just be calm. Like, she was pretty altruistic in what she wanted. And that seems nice. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to take anything.
Right.
I just would like to not be freaking out for 10 minutes.
It's sort of what the guy in the movie wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't
get that.
He kind of wants to be away from everybody, right?
Right.
He doesn't want anybody to bother him, which isn't exactly what you want. You just want to be chill.
Yeah, yeah. Like a sense of calm and peace.
That does sound nice.
Yeah.
Affect you.
It does sound nice.
So you want an endless supply of Xanax.
I've had that.
But magical.
So I've had that. And,
they just give that out when you walk through the door, right?
Yeah, yeah. You get a nice grab bag, comes with Vicodin, Xanax, you know, whatever you're into.
Sure.
Treats.
The little
the
candy machines.
Suckers.
Okay, what about me?
About you.
What would I wish for? When I was talking to Eddie earlier, I thought I would want to know the answers to all of the great mysteries of things. I mean, in general, I would just want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But specifically, I would want to know, like, who killed JFK, or who killed Marilyn Monroe, what went on that night, or, you know, what does the government really know about UFOs? I would just want to know all the things that everybody wants to know.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know instantly which celebrity is gay, even though now I just like to believe all of them. Until I get that real knowledge, I just choose to believe every celebrity gay rumor that I hear.
Hey, everybody's a little bit gay.
Sure.
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 That's what Honey Boo Boo said.
Well, I mean, that got me through my whole 20s dating.
I mean, what was she ever wrong about?
Black
much.
Magic rituals. That's what we're talking about. Honey Boo Boo, Black Magic Rituals. How much time are we in?
Like peanut butter or jelly.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? I have a new part of the website that I started to do. And it's just coming attractions of things that are coming out soon or that have just come out. And so you should check that out at our website, which you know is at thebloodlust.net. You can just search for us. You're all big girls and boys, I'm sure. Hopefully. Because we swear and stuff. You see the E on it.
You do.
I thought we put that there to just attract children.
Yeah,
I mean, if I was
everybody?
A child, sure, I would have picked all the ones with E. I still
exactly.
go by things with E.
See?
There's a new Knife Point Horror episode that came out.
Mm-hmm.
He puts
That's
things
fun.
Out very infrequently,
yeah.
so
very, very
hopefully
neat.
You're excited about that like I am. Oh, another thing. We may already have one out by the time this comes out, but Sandra from our site and I are doing Twin Peaks recaps.
Oh, yes.
Maybe not recaps. Maybe recaps is not a great word for it, because It's hard to talk about what happens.
Yeah. You're just gonna...
Things don't, like, happen.
Discuss it.
You know, it's...
Just a discussion.
He appears in a box. Here's just a sample of what it would be like if it was a recap, which it may be, so maybe you're just getting a preview. Cooper...
What a treat.
...appears in a box that this man has been hired to watch. He had been floating through space, and somehow... Through radio waves or something, he appears in this box.
Yeah. I'm buying all of this.
And then he disappears. And then he appears in this little industrial building that's an planet of its own, floating in space.
Naturally.
Like,
and, yeah. And there's a lady, and she's sitting there, and somebody's pounding on the door, and he gets out, and he, like, climbs out, and she's just out in space.
Oh.
And then the lady has him come back in, and then he comes up out, I think, through a cigarette lighter.
Wow.
There are three Agent Coopers. One of them is Dougie Jones. He lives in Vegas. I think he was created by bad Agent Cooper. I'm just saying, it's hard to do a recap of Twin Peaks, but we're going to talk about it a lot, because I watched them all, and I'm very excited, and I can't wait to talk about it. So if you like Twin Peaks, or if you like David Lynch, or if you like weird things, you should probably listen. Because it's weird, brothers and sisters. I think I've talked long enough about things that aren't...
I like that you threw brothers and sisters in, like, we're... I don't know, that was very occultish.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sisters,
I'm practicing. We've talked enough about things that aren't a dark song. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk about a dark song.
Yeah. That's why we're all here.
That's why we're here. Stay tuned.
Do you ever wish there was an easy way to find out what movies are coming out without having to go through the pain of Googling it? And did you ever wish you could get some random nerd's opinion on those movies? Well, your wishes have come true. I'm Billiam from Somewhat Nerdy, and I have a new podcast called Future Flicks, where I talk about every movie that's coming out during the week, and I throw in some opinions, facts, and even the occasional recommendation. So check out Future Flicks on the Somewhat Nerdy Podcast Network.
Okay, guys, we're back. Let's talk about the movie. A Dark Song debuted at Galway Film... How'd you say it? Flea?
It looked like Flea, yeah.
It's F-L-E-A-D-H. But that's how they roll there. A film festival there in Galway, which is in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Galway's Ireland.
July 8th of 2016, so last year, but it came out here just back in April 28th of 2017. It was written and directed by Liam Gavin. This is his first full-length feature. And it stars Steve Oram, who you have seen in, let's see, he was in Sightseers. I know he was in that. He was in another horror movie. I know he was in Kill List, but he just had a little bit part. He was, like, on the radio in Kill List. He was in some other horror movie recently. And then Catherine Walker, and she was also in another horror movie, and then mostly TV.
Oh. Neither of them were familiar to me.
He was from Sightseers, and the other movie I can't think of. Anyway. It's an hour and 40 minutes, not bad. It's not rated, but it would be rated R. And it is well received on Rotten Tomatoes, 89%. So what is it about, Jamie?
What is it about? Well, there's a lady, and we see her dropping down mad money for a house because she's going to be doing something because she wants privacy. She pays for it.
Right.
And so after getting the house, we see that she has hired this occultist guy, like, who's high up in it, has performed this ritual that she wants to do.
Steve Oram,
yes. And she hires him because she wants this ritual to be performed where, like Amy mentioned, it calls forth your guardian angel. Did you mention it already?
I did.
Yeah. And you get to ask one thing. So that's what she wants done, and she tells him that she wants to speak to her dead son, who was killed by a group of occultist teens or something, like, years ago. And then the wish that he wants is he wants to ask his guardian angel to let him live alone in the woods or something, away from everybody, to just be alone, which I think sounds nice.
It seems like personally a thing you could just do.
Yeah. I mean, you could. I don't know that you need a guardian angel's help for that.
Right.
Maybe he does. I'm not here to judge.
Sure.
But anyway, so that's what's going on. And we get to see the sort of rules behind performing this ritual and all the steps and things that are necessary and the state of being and mindset that they all have to be in. It's very interesting. We get a lot of information about all of this stuff. But we also learn that the woman was not truthful to him in the very beginning, which she was supposed to be. She was supposed to say the real reason she wanted this done. And so we kind of learn that because she lied, it hasn't been going as planned. Things aren't working out correctly. And then from there, you know, we just see what happens with the ritual. And if they get their wishes granted.
Right. If their guardian angel appears.
Yeah.
The ritual is from the Abramelin, which is a grimoire, a spell book.
Mm.
And it was translated by a person in England who was buddies with Aleister Crowley. And they decided they would do this ritual at his house. That cool place that's all ruins now in Scotland.
The Bolskine
House.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up giving up on it after a while, I guess. So he broke his circle, which they talk about in this. He does a little circle and salt around. I guess it's not little because it's around this big mansion. And they can't leave for months and months and months. How long are they there? 8 months or something?
I don't know. I didn't even pay attention.
A long time.
It seemed like a long time.
Yeah, and Aleister Crowley actually did this here ritual, when he was in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn.
Sounds like a fancy place.
I like this kind of stuff. If you are interested in this kind of stuff, there's a good podcast called Unexplained. It's actually pretty popular, so you've probably mm-hmm. heard of it.
But it's a good one.
He does a lot. He did a couple episodes on, he did one on Bolskine House, and it was very interesting. So, that's what it's about. Kind of a fun, realistic, witchy kind of movie.
Yeah.
Occult movie.
It's a different kind of witchy, like, occult type movie. We see a lot of sort of dabblings in occult stuff, or like the Hollywood version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Paranormal Activity type stuff. It's nice to see something that tries to be a little more authentic.
It's sort of like the Autopsy of Jane Doe, which tried to be more more medical procedural. This one tries to be more like, you know, authentically occult.
I like that.
Did you like the movie?
I did like the movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it. Well, it's hard to say because, well, here we go. The movie, up until a very obvious point, was going really well for me. Like, I liked it a lot. I liked the build-up. I didn't think that it was that the pacing was too slow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really necessarily feel bored too much. I felt that there are parts that, scenes I didn't like too much that I thought I could have done without, but there was no part where I was like, wow, nothing is happening.
Okay.
So I thought the pacing was really nice. In terms, like, we've watched movies lately that I've just felt were really slow. Like, things like Black Colt's Daughter that are so heavy in the atmosphere, you know, trying to get that there's not a lot of dialogue and it's hard to just stay engaged with it. So, I liked this much more. I think it did a better job with that. And I thought, for relatively unknown actors, being able to pretty much carry the whole movie on the two of them, I thought they did a really nice job acting. And yeah, I don't know. I liked the sound. The sound design was really great. The score
was beautiful.
Was awesome. I thought it worked perfectly well with everything that was happening. The setting, the scenery, everything was gorgeous. Like, some of the shots of just outside the house and of, like, the Welsh countryside were absolutely gorgeous. So, for a first-time film, like, it's another one that we kind of keep seeing happening, like, for their first one. It's really impressive because the filmmaking skills are, like, really strong,
Why do you think that's happening more?
I don't know.
It's got to be because it's easier to make something look nice now.
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know, but I like it. It's nice. You know?
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm
tired of seeing trashy looking stuff.
Just garbage stuff.
Garbage.
Tired of garbage.
Well, it just makes it, you know, makes it seem like they took a little more time with it.
Yeah.
They cared about the project a little bit more.
This one, Eyes of My Mother, Raw, all first time features.
Yeah.
Crazy. All completely
really
assured.
But
I don't know if I put this one in those two categories.
I mean,
category.
I wouldn't necessarily. And I might had the ending gone a little bit differently for me. So it's obviously in spoiler territory, this scene in particular.
It's well
that
into spoiler territory.
Yeah, that I'm referring to, so we will get there. But when that happens, that's kind of where I was taken out real hard. It's like, I don't know what's happening here. But other than that, I was digging it. I thought it was a really cool story. It looked good. I was all for it.
So my normal questions I ask, would you recommend it? Do you think that mainstream horror fans would like it? I feel like, is that even a relevant question anymore? Because
I don't think it's relevant.
Do I care what mainstream horror fans like?
No.
They like garbage.
And I'm also not a movie snob, so I know that I like some stuff that people would consider garbage, so it's hard to say would you recommend it, because it's like, I would recommend it if I liked it. I don't give a shit necessarily if I think you would like it.
Sure.
I'm just going to recommend it.
Well, who would you recommend this to?
I would just recommend this to anyone who said, hey, have you seen any good horror movies recently?
Would you?
Yeah. I'd say, but maybe at a part, just stop, and then my recommendation stops there. And so your feelings about it at the end.
That's what I say about High Tension. I liked it, but you have to turn it off 20 minutes before it's over. Don't ask me why, just do it.
Just do it.
I have had a couple people do that.
Oh, really?
Because I told them to, and they loved it.
Oh, see? Well.
So, bam.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to rate it?
I mean, I'd rate it, like, in the middle.
Mids. You're saying this movie
mids.
Was mids.
Yep.
Okay.
In the middle of all the rating scales.
Okay. Eddie wants to murder you now.
No, I don't.
Never.
What'd you think, Eddie?
I thought it was fine. I enjoyed watching it.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine, says the bloodlust.
Yep. That's fine.
I like occult stuff.
Sure.
I liked watching all that go down. There were some highly satisfying pieces, some highly unsatisfying bits, some chuckles, some laughs I felt bad for laughing about.
I kind of know what you're talking
about.
No. Sure.
Shouldn't have laughed, but I laughed way too hard.
Me too.
And, there was a part of it that, there's a section of this movie that wants the audience to barf really bad, I think. And they almost did it over here.
There was one particular part that got me right in the old barfies.
It's super
blood
real
drinking?
Stuff, dude.
Is it the blood drinking?
No.
It was
that was nothing.
It was the, you know, there was an injury.
Oh, the pus.
And then I was like, okay, I recovered. And then it cuts to just barf sounds. And I was like, you sons of bitches. I just got over this.
Yeah.
But who's doing it? It creeped me out. It gave me a weirdo feeling.
Did it? You felt it was atmospheric.
It was atmospheric. I thought Catherine Walker was a little bit TV actress.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was fun.
He was better than her, and it was pretty, like, it was pretty apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a little off. But overall, yeah, I mean, I would recommend it, too. I watched it with a couple buddies. I mean, I was also disappointed in the end. Spoilers, can you talk about it? But what are you going to do? I think Liam Gavin did a fine job for his first thing. This seems like, if this was a music album, this would be, all right, guys, it's time to show the world my unique vision. And I don't care if they like it. This is me.
And I'm calling it a dark song.
Yeah, it does seem like a movie that was
Gavin.
Made with, like, complete with Final Cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like a movie that bowed to a studio saying, like, no, right. I don't know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I always appreciate that for sure. All right. Would you like to rate this?
Sure. It's above the middle. High middle. Hmm? How about that?
You think it's a high mids?
A high mids.
A high mids.
Okay.
Sure.
Excellent.
It's not a maze. I had an okay time watching it. I don't know if I would rush to watch it again.
I would listen to the soundtrack. For sure. Because it's pretty.
I did watch it outdoors, and that was sweet.
I bet that would be real nice.
Yeah.
Especially since you get that sound shit cleared up.
Oh, you should have seen me last night running around here all upset because I couldn't figure it out.
I bet you did.
I started the movie at 12:30.
Aw.
It was fine. It kept me up.
Good.
So
that's important.
A positive.
Yeah. That makes it high mids. All right. Excellent. Thank you. Would you like to tell us what you think? You don't have to, do you want to rate it?
Oh, I don't know about that. Let's see. It was good. I liked it. I liked that it was, it was realistic. To the point of, if you went on Craigslist and ordered a hermetic specialist, that's the guy who would show up.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Same
robes.
Right. The comic book guy.
Yeah,
the
Simpsons
of occult people.
Of course it's you. Backpack.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was definitely very interesting. And I liked the attention to detail that was paid. And it wasn't, they weren't slacking. They weren't making fun of the process.
No.
Like, people believe in that stuff. And that's kind of what they hoped it would turn into. So I thought that was kind of groovy.
Yeah, people take that seriously. And I mean, Aleister Crowley claimed it worked for him.
Yeah.
True.
He did break the circle, but he claimed that it did work, and he saw his angel, or whatever you want to call it. He communicated with a higher being. So he said.
I was doing a lot of research about old Aleister Crowley for my recent Satanism project.
Interesting cat, right?
Dude, terrifying. And have you read all that stuff about him making other people go bananas because he was using them as the conduit, so as like a safety net between him and the netherworld?
No.
Oh, yeah. He was like, he had like this boyfriend that he made, ended up, the guy got committed to the loony bin because
really?
He used him as a conduit.
And he's like a human shield?
Like as a lightning rod.
Yeah.
Instead of himself. He
really?
Was like, I'm going to use you.
Like, you take all of the energy
the
and just filter the shitty stuff out.
And
I'll
he didn't
take what
tell
I need
him?
From it.
I don't know.
Well, if he told him, then, I mean, he knew what he was getting into.
It's wild shit.
I don't know why
it's
I'm making
wild.
Excuses for Aleister Crowley. Because I think he's cool.
Dude, I don't know. The whole idea of finding something that repulses you and then going through the exercise of learning to love it is one of the creepiest things I've ever heard. And that was his jam.
It's an interesting way to strengthen yourself, right?
Define strengthen yourself.
It's well, I toughen, get tough, get, I don't know, capable of handling crazy stuff.
I don't need to smear doo-doo on myself to get tougher.
Sounds like good tougher. Practical thinking, sir. I guess
that's just a good life lesson.
I can't argue with you.
Solid advice all around.
I liked the movie because I felt like I related to that fella. Even though he was comic book guy-y, I liked that they made him a knowledge seeker. And I think a lot of people that are interested in that stuff that aren't the kind of unsavory people that you might meet, that you might not want to hang out with, are the people that just do it because they want to know. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I just want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know if stuff's real.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah, and I want you to show me. And I liked that about him, and I liked that that was why he was interested in it and stuff. The movie was real pretty, like everybody said. I mean, God, to be in that house, in that countryside, and not be able to go outside and explore that area, I would be heartbroken. But I did like all of the rituals and that. It was kind of like a Mr. Miyagi Danielson kind of thing, where they were going through like a master and a pupil kind of thing. And I like movies like that. So I enjoyed it. Basically, I feel kind of like Jamie, where I just thought the third act got a little nuts. I think it got out of his control. I think that he kind of got over his head, and he got a great idea, and he had a great execution at first. He wanted it to be like, this is like straight up how, you know, magic rituals probably were enacted. And that has not really been done much. I mean, voodoo and stuff, sure, but not this kind of stuff. Not that I can think of.
Outside of, like, Neil Gaiman.
Sure.
And that's in comic books and
novels.
Yeah.
I can't think of horror movies where they've really tried to get it close to what was actually done for people that actually believe it. And that's really cool. But I think that maybe it's his inexperience. I think that he couldn't handle the ending. He couldn't stick it. And that's unfortunate. And it's definitely going to be a movie, I think, for this guy, or I hope for this guy. It's going to be a movie where, you know, once you've seen a bunch of his movies, you go back and watch it, and you say, well, you can see some of the stuff that made him great already present here, you know? I just think he's not quite there yet. So, ultimately, I was unsatisfied, and I was, like, way unsatisfied when I first watched it. It's like, fuck you! Nothing really happened, you know? But I did get more into it the second time I watched it, and I liked it better. And I do appreciate what he's going for. And I think he'll probably get it eventually. If he does something like this again, which I hope he does.
I do too.
I could stand to see more movies that are like this for sure.
I thought all the ritual stuff was super fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, all the really cool drawings on the floor. I mean, I don't practice anything, but I always liked the ritual stuff in Catholicism. Also,
I like ritual stuff. It's cool.
Very interesting and fun to watch.
Yeah, of any religion.
There's a lot of cool looking stuff in here. Like, I was pausing it any times they were looking through those books.
Yeah.
Looked real neat.
And they had those cool, like, Necronomicon looking drawings in there and stuff. Those were cool. Yeah, it was neat. So I guess I would give it, I'd give it like a C+. High mids. Exactly. That's what I would give it, and with a extra recommendation to check out whatever this guy does next. Because I think it'll be good, especially if he sticks with, like, you know, occult
horror. Don't you think it's a good idea that he went and attempted perhaps what turned out to be an over-ambitious project? Because you can see what he was going for. He maybe just necessarily didn't have the team or the funds to pull off what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'd rather somebody do that than just not make it.
Sure,
why
not?
Or give me another slasher turd fest or another, I don't know.
Insidious 12.
It was new. Thank you for making something new and trying it.
Yeah, he did something different, and that's awesome. And that's just like, you know, just like The Eyes of My Mother. It was something different.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything quite like that. So yeah, that's what I think. And why don't we take a break and spoil when we come back? Because we got to talk about this ending. Shoot.
Yes.
It's not a boring one. Really, like, caught your attention.
Oh yeah.
Every hour, a podcast is hurt by lack of reviews. They suffer alone, terrified, unreviewed, waiting for help, waiting for you to help. Please say you'll be the answer to this problem. For about 1 minute of your time, you can provide joy, peace of mind, in the knowledge that others will hear this show. This is your chance to not sit by while the Bloodlust suffers unreviewed. So go to iTunes, Stitcher, now, and make a difference for 5 sad, unreviewed horror fans. We're counting on you. Thank you.
All right, we're back. In the end of the movie, first of all, she's lying. She says she wants to speak to her son, but that's not true.
No, she was not pure of heart and soul.
Well, she lied anyway, and he could tell, and it wasn't working, and he was like, you are lying, it's your fault.
Yeah.
And she says, I want vengeance. We find out that her son was killed by teenagers who were trying to do occult rituals.
Mm-hmm.
So, drink in the irony of her using an occult ritual to punish them.
Yeah.
So, to me, they didn't explore that enough. That was weird. To just bring that up and then leave it there?
It was very much just, like, mentioned.
Yeah, why?
As sort of a plot point.
It was a barely touched on plot point, and
it
was odd.
But I think they could have gone a little more into it, but
right?
I didn't mind that they didn't. I didn't think it took anything away from the movie. It just, it felt odd.
It felt odd. That's all. It was weird.
A few things felt odd.
They did a lot of the two of them talking and stuff, and a lot of their dynamic I thought worked pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to have all this conflict. Well, how about instead of her being the world's least obedient apprentice and complaining about it, like the first thing he tells her to do, she's questioning him. It's like, did you not just listen to everything he said?
He just said, this is gonna be miserable.
Yeah, I'm ready for this to suck.
Yeah,
and then she bitches immediately.
Yep.
So maybe instead of them fighting about that, maybe they could fight about some stuff that, I don't know, like the fact that somebody interested in that stuff had killed her child.
Yeah.
Maybe have some conflict that comes from that. You had it in the movie.
Right.
Because it was frustrating to me how bitchy and complainy she was. You said you were ready for this. It's obviously
And she didn't
tough.
Follow directions very well and huffed
no,
and puffed
she didn't.
About things. It's
yeah.
like, you hired him for this.
Right. So, I don't know. That's what I thought about that. But there's an accident because things aren't happening. Because she lied to him,
mm-hmm.
he does this ritual where he kills her and brings her back to life. He drowns her. And that was pretty good. That was
yeah,
pretty
I liked
cool.
that.
Yeah. But she was mad, as you might be.
Well, naturally.
And she was
like
mad that
fair.
Things are still not happening. But she's, like, shaking him, and things start happening because he gets stabbed, and he ends up eventually dying from this kitchen knife stabbing him in his muffin top.
Yeah. He said that's, like, the price he pays, like, for using her as a conduit or whatever, using her as a vessel or something.
For what he did.
Yeah.
For the ritual he did where he drowned her, I think, is the price he pays.
Whatever it was,
is
he seemed to think
hurt.
that now that once he was stabbed, he seemed to think that that was the sign that, like, things were going to start happening.
Yeah, he said that before, too, when the bird smashed into
right.
the door. But, you know, the whole thing basically leads up to, it does happen.
Oh,
she
it
does.
Does
see her guardian angel, and it's literally...
It happens all over your face.
It's a literal giant person in this room where where he said it was going to appear. There it is, and it's a person in the traditional angel garb, like a soldier of Jesus.
Like a Roman soldier.
Yeah. And
very large.
Very big. And I thought it was kind of, I don't know. I would have been okay with the angel, honestly, if the lead up to the angel hadn't been so lame.
I don't know that I ever would have been okay with the angel. Unless it was Frances Conroy's Angel of Death.
That was the
from
shit.
American Horror
yes.
Story. She had those awesome, bonerific wings that just, bing, like, popped right out. when she got excited about someone dying.
The thing that bothered me about this one was when all of those, like, they look like Aboriginal people started to appear. And it just became a standard horror movie.
Like running through a haunted house sort
of
thing.
It just, it was like, oh, he gave up. At that point, he didn't know how to...
Really?
It was like he didn't know how to escalate it. I thought it was cheesy. And they cut her finger off with bolt cutters?
I liked it.
I felt like that was fair. It was like she had to... I feel like she had to pay somehow.
It was
time
to pay the price.
She screwed up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she screwed up a lot of stuff.
Like, maybe they were like, here, lose a finger. You should be glad that we didn't take more. Or that you even get to see your big freak angel god anyway.
I don't know. I didn't like it. I thought it was cheesy. I thought it turned into, like, Insidious.
If that's what Insidious is like, I'm going to go back and watch it.
Well, I like Insidious.
So, well, I like Insidious, too, but it's a different kind of movie than this started out being, and that this was until the very end.
I didn't really feel that about those, but...
So, what did you guys think about the angel?
I was for it.
Oh, I was not at all. I think I literally just was like, whoa, whoa, what is this that we're seeing right now?
Yeah.
What is on my screen? It looked so hilariously out of place. Like, it all of a sudden turned into a different movie for me. I think it was because I would have expected almost anything other than that. It looked comical. It looked fake. It looked like that Gods of Egypt or whatever that...
It did.
Like, it looked... You complain about, you know, stuff... not fitting or being too CGI or relying too much on that. That could have been done in a much better, much cooler looking way. That looked so so complete, like they got Michael Bay or someone to just come in and do that one quick little bit.
Why did you like it, Eddie?
I liked it because I don't know, it actually happened. I was like, oh man, it's actually happening. And then I don't care how the quality of it is, it's just the story of it. I can just see it as in the story, then the angel actually shows up. I don't really care what it looks like. Not in that movie. It didn't seem like they had much loot. I give a lot of leeway.
Yeah, he only had a very short time to film it, I guess, like 20 days or something.
I feel like you could have found a way to make... to have that scene cost less.
I don't know. I thought it was fine.
Well, that's... okay. It worked for some people. It's fine.
I'm not sure that it worked for me, but I gotta give him a little bit of credit for just going for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
in every other movie like this, although there aren't many movies or any movies that are exactly like... that have gone the, you know...
authentic... route,
yeah.
And then all the way.
Right. Because in another movie, this would have been a person, you know, they would have represented it with a regular person or something, or they would have represented it with something, I don't know, a shimmery light or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he just went for it, I kind of got to give it to him.
It looked like something that would have been on Xena or Hercules. Like the TBS show.
Yeah. Listen, if we're giving props to people for just going for it, I will give those out all day. I don't care. Like,
yeah, that's
way to go,
dude.
That's great. But if you're going to ask me what I thought of that in terms of how this worked as a whole movie altogether, I would say that that felt wildly different.
It did.
I welcomed the wild difference.
Yeah, and I'm saying it didn't work for me. I was digging what that whole first part of the movie was like. Mm. And then to change that tone, like, so drastically with so little left in the movie, it's kind of like, what have you done?
I think that's how quick it was. It's like, all right, let's wrap it up. And where Amy saw it as being like a, he lost it, this is a folly, I saw it as like an exciting wrap-up that I enjoyed. I liked it. I got surprised when I saw the angel. Myself and my buddies that were watching it with me, we were like, holy shit, what is this movie doing? And it was fine. The only thing I didn't like was what she wished for from it. I literally booed. I went, boo! And
gave aggressive thumbs down.
That was not believable at all.
So that's the thing. I'll give him the angel, and it's fine. And right. I'm okay with it. But when she decides she wants the power to forgive,
that's what you ask the angel for.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So dumb. Anything else would have been cooler.
Anything.
I mean, damn near.
The power to anything. Mow my lawn with my mind.
Yeah.
It's like having to choose the captain planet rings and you pick the heart ring.
Yeah.
Nice one, dipshit.
Loser.
Yeah, give me a break. The power to forgive.
Yeah, no.
Maybe bring that guy back from the dead that you, like...
Yeah.
They show you, like, casting his dead body out to sea. Or, how about this? Next time...
That was a great dead body shot. Sorry.
Which shot? When she goes to sleep next to him and wakes up in the morning?
And he just kind of coasts perfectly.
And then sinks.
It's like sinks at the perfect moment. I was like, nailed it, gal.
She could have wished for that to happen, and that would have been more interesting than the power to forgive.
I want
to
make the perfect dead body shot.
Yep. I want it to float ever so gently out to the middle and then drop.
Yeah. Maybe she said, I want to make a movie that's almost really good, and then fucks it all up at the very end. And disappoints everybody.
But yeah. That's why I said I can recommend this movie up until a point.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll be like, listen, you're on your own.
The power to forgive. And then she's all happy at the end driving home because she's
beaten it.
Yeah.
She's beaten the quest.
Give me a GD break.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased with that. But honestly, you have stuff like this and it's like, how can you end it? What would have been a better ending, you think?
I don't even know what would have. I don't know. If they had had a better looking angel for me and she had wished for something cooler and then it, like, I don't know, didn't work. Or it even worked, or she walked away or something. Anything other than wishing for the power to forgive and then driving off, like, literally into the sunset.
Yeah, like at the end of a rom-com.
Yeah. Like, what is this cheese fest that I just got into? I don't want this.
No.
So almost any other way.
I could have went for like a time jump back. It's like, I wish to go back before I did this occult shit, but with the knowledge I have now.
So, but not back to before her son was killed?
Well, if she can't, I don't know.
I mean, if you can ask for anything, go.
Yeah, just go back then. That's a way smarter idea.
Yeah, man. Get your kid back. Don't take your eyes off of it.
Yeah, I wish that time I didn't look at my kid when we were at the Burger King and he got snatched up.
Right.
I was watching him. End of wish.
Yeah. Bam.
Game over.
Bing, bang, boom.
Or we said it. I wish for this guy who, like, got me here. I wish for him to be okay.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
come back to life.
I wish for his sister to come back.
Yeah.
I wish for me not to have accidentally murdered him.
Let's go at least back to right before that happened.
Or I wish that when we were preparing for this ritual, I had thought to pack antibiotics.
Or I had not lied like a dummy from
the
beginning.
Come on. You think that guy cares?
Yeah.
That guy doesn't care.
And you're paying so much.
He wants
Bringing
you to know.
Antibiotics to an occult ritual is the nerdiest mom thing I've ever heard.
Listen, you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Of course you don't know.
Of course you don't. Little Jimmy.
Somebody might fall on a dirty knife.
You've seen how dirty his house is. His mother doesn't clean. We're way off track.
I was dissatisfied.
I'll tell you what part I did think was real creepy. And
what
it got
part?
Me. It was the part where she crossed the salt line and then went walking all day long on her little adventure with all that gorgeous scenery. And then she sees a house and she's like, oh, please somebody be home. Please somebody home. And you, the whole time, you really kind of know what's going to happen. But you're also kind of a little bit thinking, I hope someone's home. Like, what if this is actually a house? And that's that, you know? But no, it's the same house. And she sees her car and, like, screams. Like, that to me is creepy. That sort of trapped.
Yeah.
This, like, that you're in this endless loop, or you never can escape this place. like Yellow Brick Road.
Yep. Any kind of thing like that that messes with your mind, your sense of time or place.
Yeah.
Is creepy to me. Like when she drinks the blood in this. It's not really that she drinks blood, but the fact that it happened twice.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Those little touches I liked a lot. But that part in particular, the house, that creeped me out.
I would have enjoyed more stuff like that in this.
For sure.
I liked what he said about religion versus science. You know what I'm talking about when he says...
I wrote it down.
Science is... Oh, you wrote down the exact
Yeah, thing. I wrote it down because I thought it was cool.
Will you please read that? I also found it very cool.
He said that science describes the least of things. And he said that religion and magic bow to the endless in everything. Yes. So they describe the mysterious in things.
I like that.
Yeah, that was some good writing. I've been
thinking about it all day.
I liked it too.
I was thinking about it while I was mowing. Getting in there.
Yeah, the things you think about while you're doing yard work.
Yep.
I understand. Yeah, it's an interesting theory. It's sort of like when scientists are religious at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Those things can kind of coexist. I mean, I can't make them coexist, but they can for other people. Smart people.
The leading expert on human DNA is a very Christian man. I saw it on Religious.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Interesting. Think about it. I haven't. So, this is what the Bloodless thinks about A Dark Song. It's available on any streaming platform that you use, Amazon, iTunes, Vudu, etc. Go ahead and give it a watch. Tell us what you think. Bloodless.net, or on Twitter, or on Instagram, or on Facebook, etc., etc., etc.
All the channels.
Yeah.
Ham radio. Pigeon. Get at us.
Smoke signals. I'll look out my window. Next time, we are reviewing another movie in the theater. We have not been to...
I'm so glad.
...the theater in so
I'm
long.
Pretty sure I had dreams about cherry slushies last night. Because I woke up really wanting them.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So, we're going back to the theater. We're going to watch It Comes at Night. The new A24 movie starring Joel Edgerton. I had said in a previous episode that he made it, but that's wrong. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Somebody else made it. He made The Gift, and I was thinking...
Did you watch that?
Uh-uh.
Because I liked it
a lot. Is it good? I have it downstairs. I haven't watched it.
Oh, I liked it. I thought it was pretty creepy.
I'm gonna have to. Those movies make me feel awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Chuck and Buck. That makes me feel very awkward.
You get that secondhand
Or awkwardness. Creep. Yeah. Anyhow, It Comes at Night is what we're going to do next time. We will see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, guys, for joining me. Always a pleasure, my friends.
Yep.
So, until next time. Oh, wait, is there anything else we want to say?
I don't think so.
My date with Jay's mom went really good. Yeah. But I didn't call her back. Mm.
We were all waiting for an update on that.
Yeah.
I know.
I know I was. Now I can sleep tonight. Dear diary.
Oh, man. So, I've been Amy.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Eddie.
Good night.